NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Violent anti-government demonstrations in Tunisia, where protests in the capital city Tunis have driven President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali from power. Thousands of people from all walks of life mobbed the city, demanding Ben Ali's ouster after 23 years of rule. The country's prime minister went on state television to say he has now assumed power in the North African nation. President Ben Ali had tried to hold on to power, declaring a state of emergency and dissolving the country's government, but he was forced out amid violent protests there. Tunisian airspace was closed. There are now reports that Ben Ali and his wife have arrived in Saudi Arabia. Law enforcement officials tell NPR the Tucson shooting suspect, Jared Loughner, had been busy in the hours before Saturday's shooting. Among other things, as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he went to a store to develop lewd photographs of himself toting a gun.
Law enforcement officials say Loughner dropped off a roll of film at a local Walgreens a couple of hours before the shooting. On it were photographs of Loughner wearing a red G-string and brandishing the weapon authorities say was used in the attack. Officials also tell NPR that Loughner was pulled over for running a red light as he was driving back home from a Motel 6 early Saturday morning. When he arrived home, he got in an argument with his father and then disappeared. Officials say that from there, he went to a Walmart and bought the ammunition used in the attack. Six people were killed and another 13 were wounded in last Saturday's attack. Loughner has been charged but hasn't entered a plea. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Millions of Americans may notice something in their weekly paychecks starting today, a little more money. That's because a 2% cut in the payroll tax shows up for the first time in many people's paychecks. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the decrease in the payroll tax will benefit more than 150 million American families.
On average, the people will see their take-home pay go up, average worker by about $700 this year, average working family by about over $1,000 this year.
Payroll tax reduction is part of a broader package of tax cuts put in place by the administration in an effort to boost the economy. Retail sales were up in December, the sixth straight monthly increase, but the gains were not as robust as some analysts had expected. NPR's Sonari Glinton has details.
Sales were strong at furniture stores last month, up 1%. December was also a strong month for the auto industry. Sales at Ford were up 19%, Chrysler up 17%, and GM up 16%. Though Toyota saw a 2% drop. But if you exclude autos, retail sales only rose by 0.5% last month. Retailers began their promotional efforts earlier in the year, which may have kept holiday sales from reaching higher. Also, there was the major snowstorm in the Northeast that cut into demand for goods across the board. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
Even with the mixed economic reports, the Wall Street ended the week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 55 points. This is NPR. In India, at least 100 people have died. Dozens of others have been injured after a stampede at a religious festival. Authorities there say people panicked after a jeep loaded with pilgrims plowed into a crowd of worshippers as they were returning from prayer walking along a narrow forest path. The incident took place at one of India's most popular religious festivals in the southern part of the country. In March, 63 people died when poor villagers scrambling for food and clothing were overrun. In Brazil, heavy rains have killed nearly 500 people, many of whose homes have been washed away. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports the rains have been the worst in years.
Brazilian authorities said 222 people have died in Teresópolis, just north of Rio de Janeiro. Another 216 lives were lost in nearby Nova Friburgo, and 41 more in Petrópolis. Thousands more have been driven from their homes by days of heavy rains. The poor, who live in rickety homes on hillsides, are the ones who suffer most. Houses have come crashing down, and residents say there are dozens, perhaps hundreds, missing. The rains, which continue today, hinder rescue efforts. Local morgues, meanwhile, are filled to capacity. The rains prompted new president Dilma Rousseff to lament years of poor urban planning. Mountains fell apart, Rousseff told reporters, noting that housing in high-risk areas is the rule, not the exception. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
Schools looking to make up for snow days should look somewhere else than the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. That's according to the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who in an interview with the Associated Press says plans by some school systems to use the scheduled day off Monday to make up for days lost due to a recent blizzard are trivializing the importance of King's work. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support